What do you call the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto?
Hoof.
Okay. Can't believe this. Oh, what you were talking—you were telling me earlier about when you were a child and in school, the boys used to play a game. You know, and with the what were the games that the boys
play? Horseshoes and play horseshoes. You ever see them play horseshoes?
Yeah, I think right.
With stubs, you know, and ring these stubs with the horseshoes.
Yeah.
And they'd pitch dollars and they'd play ball and they'd jump high pole and.
Good.
That's all there was to do.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you noticed. Did you ever have any sheep?
No, I never did have none, but I've been around them a lot.
What do you call the male sheep?
Lord, I don't know.
Okay. You know?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't know either. I don't know. What do you call a female sheep? What do you raise sheep for, generally?
Get the wool off of them.
Yeah.
Them.
Do you like to eat them or not?
Hmm?
What do you do? You like lamb?
I never did eat any, I don't reckon.
Okay. No. What do you call a male hog?
Boar.
Okay. What do you call a castrated male hog? Do they have any special names for it after?
No, I don't know.
Oh, here we get into this interesting. What does a little one call when it's first born?
Pig.
Okay.
Little pig.
Okay. And when it gets a little older, we went through this once before.
Yeah.
But short. Okay. What do you call the stiff? The hairs on the backs of pigs.
Bristle.
Uh-huh. Those big teeth that a hog has, what do you call them?
A what?
The big teeth.
Tush.
Okay. Well, what about the thing that an elephant has? Would you call them, I think they must be the same. What would you call them?
I've seen that so much on TV.
It's probably the same, isn't it? Your thing?
I guess it'd be.
Okay.
I don't know.
The thing that you put the food in for, a hog, what do you call that? I know you called that before, I can't remember the name.
Feed trough.
Okay. What if you had three or four of them? What would you say? I had three or four. What?
Feed troughs for the hogs.
Okay. Do you have any names for any hog that's grown up wild? Did they ever have any names back in the old days for the?
Nothing. I'm just wild hogs.
Wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I find that. How did you keep them tame when they ran around the woods all the time?
Well, they'd come up every night for their feed, and they'd stay at home overnight, and feed them the next morning, and they'd take off to the woods, and they. Eat shrubbery, you know, roots. Now, Charlie had a sow to get down in her, she couldn't walk in her hind parts. She just drove herself around. And he took her up the back of the house in the holler in the woods to die. And he'd carry food and water to her. And he kept telling me, she believes she is getting better. And one day he went up there to feed her, and she wasn't there. And there's where she'd rooted all around, you know, hunting roots. And she'd got up able enough to find a root to cure whatever disease she had and eat it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they eat roots. They eat roots in the woods. It's good for them.
Okay.
And she got well.
Okay.